Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 27, as we read as follows in Jesus' name. Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Heavenly Father, these words are your truth. Please sanctify us by your truth. Amen. I tell you the truth. 10-month-old babies love their food. Well, that's a no-brainer, right? But I also tell you the truth that 10-month-old babies love to wear their food. My son Alec is no exception to this rule. After a good meal of green beans and yellow potatoes and squash and everything else, my grubby little painter is ready for a bath. So I haul him upstairs, plop him into the tub, and turn on the water. Here's the fun part. Alec does not believe that there is a difference between liquids and solids. So when I turn the water on, he looks and he reaches and grabs and tries to get that water and can never hang on. Well, you and I know that there is a difference. We know that we cannot hold on to water with our hands very easily. And someday, Alec will come to understand this. In our text this morning, we see the greatest miracle of all in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. He is revealed to Thomas and his disciples. Our Lord was truly born. He truly lived. He truly suffered and he truly died. His corpse was buried in the grave. And yet, today we see that he is truly risen. God had control of death long before Jesus appeared to his disciples, long before our first parents reached for that tree to take of the fruit, which caused sin to enter our world. Because of sin, the punishment that you and I deserve is death. There is no choice in life. We all must die. Well, we see in our text Thomas and the words that he speaks. Thomas didn't want to believe a bunch of burned out disciples that were hiding from the religious leaders of Israel. He wanted to see and feel his Lord for himself. His dedication and desire to know the truth can be an inspiration to us. When Thomas says, "My Lord and my God," he declares truth through this confession that he speaks. We see and believe that life in eternity matters and depends on the words from our text. When Jesus says to Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe." These words of power cause our hearts to be changed by the Holy Spirit, who comes through his word and sacrament to us. When I speak these words, which are commanded for me to preach to you, I speak eternal life in them through the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in our text, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Luther tells us that when he started to question the Catholic Church, all he wanted was answers. All he wanted was the truth. When Jesus stood before Pilate, he spoke the truth in John chapter 18. He told Pilate that he was to testify to the truth, and that everyone on the side of truth would listen to him. The truth came to Thomas, and the truth comes to us today. Jesus reforms our hearts from our old sinful ways, and we are given forgiveness and eternal life in his name. But brothers and sisters, don't take my word for it. Take God's word for what it says in our text today. He says, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas saw Christ, and he believed. This same gift of faith is given to us today through his word. The entire Gospel of St. John is pushed into one verse in our text where we see the entire reason for our faith. Verse 31 says, these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now listen carefully. Do we use our words as carefully as Thomas? Does the world hear and see that we are believers according to how we live and how we speak? Do the crude jokes, the hurtful gossip, the wrong things that we say, the lies, the betrayal that come from our mouth show that we are Christians? Even using God's holy name in vain breaks those commandments which condemn us to death. The Sunday morning comes and we confess our sins to our Lord and we say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. We have times when we are burnt out, times when we doubt, times that we fail and fall. And yet Christ comes to us this morning through his word. He says, stop doubting and believe. Let Sunday morning be every morning as we come to chapel or read scripture on our own. Through these words, God comes to us just as he did with Thomas. God chose to die in our place. But again, don't take my word for it. Go to the source. Go to scripture. In scripture, you will see that Christ cares for us. God cares so much that he goes above and beyond the call of duty and comes to us in such a personal way through his word and sacraments. Every time we meditate on God's word, we remember our waters of baptism, where God reaches out to us to save us from the fires of hell. Every time we read scripture, we remember our Lord's Supper, through which God reaches out to us to nourish our souls from the starvation of the devil. Our text says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. These words are truth, and we have confidence that Jesus' resurrection is a blessing for you and for me. God chose to die our death so that we may have his freedom in heaven for all eternity. The world does see us as believers. When we gather together and confess our faith, we declare in each creed and confession the words that Thomas speaks in our text, my Lord and my God. The hand of Thomas reached out in faith to touch the Lord and believe in a real God. Jesus Christ has power to work the wonders of forgiveness through his word. He reaches out to each and every one of us in a close personal way because he knows our sin. He knows our weakness, and yet he forgives us and gives us strength. In morning chapel, we come every morning to view the altar and these flowers and beautiful statue that are on it. Our altar is a symbol of the presence of God among us, and yet on this altar stands Jesus, the living Lord, the Savior of the world. The truth is, he is alive. Our theme this week has been peace be with you, which Jesus speaks to his disciples and also to Thomas. But he doesn't just speak that to his disciples then. He speaks that to you and me here today. He says through the words of our text, peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven. You have eternal life with him in heaven. We carry these words of God with us today and always, as we have the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, to guard and keep our minds, our hearts and minds, through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our God. Amen. We pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, hear our prayer on account of your Son, who has risen triumphant. Forgive our weakness and disbelief. Bless us who have not seen and yet have believed. Lord, Holy Spirit, help us to remain steadfast in your word as we live in a world that is falling apart. Lord Jesus Christ, comfort those who suffer and mourn in the face of death. Thank you for sending us your word and sacraments to strengthen and remind us of our place with you in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.